We greet all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we wish you God's blessing. Also, all those who are joining us online, we are grateful to God for this new morning. Yesterday we have been blessed richly through the Word of God, through the fellowship, through the Lord's Supper. And also this morning we would like to give glory to the Lord with all our hearts. Let us start with song number 26 from these little booklets. Come to the Savior, make no delay. 26.
Yes, this wonderful Canaan, this Brother Branham said, is the baptism in the Holy Spirit, where every promise of God is given to us. It's not the natural Canaan. It's the heavenly, the promises of God. About this Brother Branham preached. Let us sing 27, Allah at the cross, at the cross.
Amen.
before Brother Alfred Borg reads us a word for introduction and Brother Schmidt prays with us, let us sing also song number 3. Are you washed in the blood? Number 3. Are you washed in the blood? The songwriter asks, he always, the question, are you clean? By the blood, are you washed? Washed by the blood of the Lamb. And we can say with all our hearts, we are washed clean by the blood of our Lord. He has washed away our sins. They are not only covered by the blood, but they are blotted out forever, thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Is this not wonderful? Are we not grateful also this morning to be here this morning? Yesterday we experienced
how God puts His word in force in so many hearts, and how many brothers and sisters have come to the front here. God's word still accomplishes for what God sends it for. May God speak also this morning to all our hearts. May He do what He promised us in His word. Before we pray, I read you a word. Just one verse. Let us stand up for it. From 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. Here Paul says, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God, without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, as the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. Can we say amen to this? Praise and thanks. I'm grateful to God that what we have been preached here at this place, that we received it as the word of God, not as the words of man, but as God's word. I'm grateful to God also this morning that the Lord is in our midst and that He will bless us all together. May the Lord bless us. Heavenly Father, together we are looking up to You, the living and the true God, and we recognize and receive Your word as it is written. For Your for Your servants and apostles expressed it.
Zu denen sie geredet und gepredigt haben, nahmen das Wort auf.
All who were, all to whom they preached, they received the word as the word of God, not as the words of men. Also we thank You that You have spoken to us in our time through the same word, for You are the same God, the same Redeemer, the same Savior. Lord, we thank You that the blood, as we have sung, that the blood has purified and washed us clean, not because we were so good, but because it was Your mercy and You ordained us to receive Your word, to believe Your word, and to believe You, for You are the great God. And we pray You, Lord, be with us as You confirmed Your word yesterday. It didn't return void, but it reached the hearts and souls of men who have a desire, a longing. All of us, we have one longing: to be blessed by You, to be equipped with the power from on high. Give it to us, Lord, by Your grace. And we thank You for it in Christ Jesus our Lord for it. Amen. Amen. Let us sing a couple of choruses. Oh, I want to see Him.
so that all can sing with us, let us sing chorus number one. We are coming from east and west. Also, chorus number 11, isn't he wonderful? Thou art worthy. Seated. Also today, we welcome all of you in the precious and holy name of our beloved Lord and Savior. And we thank in particular all the languages, be it from all over Europe or be it from other parts of the world. We thank for our translators, whom God has given us also, so that every sermon can be directly, can be simultaneously directly into 13 languages. And also those who are present here right now from the various countries and tongues, they can hear with us, just thanking and once again thanking for the great privilege which God has given us. Not only that we carry out the direct commission to preach the gospel for a witness to all nations, but God also took care of it, that at this place the word can be preached, the word which remains forever. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we are not preaching about the word, we preach the word.
And this we heard in the word of introduction. We read it and we heard it. Not words of men and not thoughts of men about God's word, but God's holy word in the original is being preached. And we just believe that it applies to all of us, that we, who we have heard the word, that we truly received it not as the words of men, but as God's word, which it is of a truth. That's how we read it. Yes, we truly, we received many greetings, many phone calls, greetings from Kazakhstan, greetings from the Ural, greetings from the Ukraine, greetings from Bulgaria. Yes, let me just mention this. Our brother and sister,
in the Nähe von Kishinev,
whom I met in Moldavia, near of Kishinev. Today they're here as a whole family. And we ask them, please stand up. Where are you? The whole family from Bulgaria. They are now staying in Bulgaria. There you are. A nice family. 7 children all together. 6 are here today. May God bless you in a very special way. Then we have greetings from Kubega. Greetings from Mihalov. Greetings from Brother Huberto. Greetings from Brother Pare. From Burkina Faso, greetings from Brother Michel, greetings from the congregation of Solvezi, greetings from Ottawa, greetings from Brother Grâce de Dieu. This is a special name. The grace of God. It's the name means the grace of God. Probably he chose it himself. Then greetings. Greetings from Brother Sanau. Then once again greetings from Adi, Romania. Greetings from Brother Albert. Greetings from Sweden. Heartfelt greetings from brothers and sisters. Greetings from Brother Safari. Greetings from Brother Kilolo. Greetings from Brother Nyagi. Greetings from the brothers and sisters from Rome. The whole group from Rome is sending greetings. Brother Jean from Lyon, Brother Kalele, Brother Adonis, and Brother Didon, and then Brother Deo, and then once again from Romania. But now some greetings are missing here from Brother Bope from Johannesburg. And who else was there? There were some greetings which were given me by telephone. We are truly joined in the love of God. Joined in the word and spirit. Then we have who are these precious brothers and sisters from Atlanta? Gashi, God bless you in our midst. And the brother invites me that together we are traveling to Mexico, to Puerto Rico, and some Spanish-speaking countries. God is merciful. God calls out. And
Inasmuch as the number is complete, then the Lord will make true His promise. And please believe it. Believe it with all your heart. To His own, the Lord at that time, He said, and the same He says today to us, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. And we are just so grateful that the Lord is so directly, so personally speaking and addressing each one of us and making the promise so alive, making it so alive that no one feels outside. And let me say this in the name of the Lord. And no one thinks by himself, huh, will I really be there? Will I be part of? Please, don't let these thoughts come up in your mind. Once for all. Absolutely. No doubt. Let there be no doubt coming up in you. Believe the word of the Lord. Don't look on yourself. Don't look on your shortcomings. Look to the Lord, who accomplished a perfect sacrifice, who shed his blood, who has given his life so that he has a bride which will meet him. And the nice thing is, brothers and sisters, spiritually seen, the same has happened. What happened with Adam and Eve? As sure as Eve was taken out from Adam and was given back to him, and he just cried out, he was crying out, overwhelming, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. So the side of the second Adam was opened on the cross of Calvary. And the blood of the new covenant came forth. And the bride was redeemed. And she's flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. Not someone coming forth from him, and she's given back to him. Just something wonderful. If one thinks about it, thanking the Lord for it by faith. Let me say it so that it's not forgotten. Let me say it once again very clearly. For us who we are here and for all children of God worldwide, let no thought come up in you. Let no thought of doubt come up and thinking by yourself, oh, will I be part of? No. Once for all, as sure as the work of redemption was finished, so sure the bride is finished in the eyes of the bridegroom, namely without spot and without wrinkle. That's how it is written in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that our Lord himself, not a man of God, he himself will present himself a bride without spot and without wrinkle presenting it in his presence. And this I believe, that's how it is written, and that's how we believe it. So, may all feel at home. May all who are here for a visit from Canada, from Edmonton, and all who are here today from the USA, from South Africa, whatever it might be, and from all over Europe. When I think about it, that some traveled more than 1,500 kilometers to be here, just to be here. Others traveled a bit over 1,000, others about 800, 400. Brothers and sisters, they are coming from east and west. They are coming from south and north. And they are coming to be prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And also this may be emphasized once again. The same God who commissioned Paul, who commissioned already John the Baptist, and who gave direct instructions, and he said, upon whom you see the Spirit as descending, he it is he who baptizes with Spirit and fire. And Paul was said, I send you to the Gentiles. He became an eye and ear witness of that what God has said to him at his commission. And therefore, by the power of a divine commission, he could say, by the commission of God, he could write what God said and what God wanted to have been written down. He was in the direct commission of the living God. And the same, of course, happened in our days by the ministry of Brother Branham. And if you mention this, then let me say here in love, especially all the newcomers, please, don't stumble over it. Don't stumble that we emphasize what God has done in our time, that we refer to it, and that we are grateful, that we are grateful for it. What good would it be for us to know what God has done 2,000 years ago if we would not know what He is doing right now, and also what He has done in our time, giving a direct commission, speaking it out, so that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And it's forerunning now. And before I will show you the photograph, I would like to mention something. The same God, the same Lord, who has laid everything in such a way that Brother Branham, as a man sent from God, has brought us the message, has brought us back to the original foundation, back to all the original Bible doctrines. So sure the spiritual food by which we are living was stored in. So sure this food must be given out. And our Lord says, my food is that I do the will of Him who sent me. And our Lord said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word without exception, by every word which proceeded from the mouth of God. And that the Lord also took care of it, that after the going home of Brother Branham, the divine message was carried into all the world. This is not my and your decision. This was and remains God's divine decision. And so we are just grateful. It's not about the carrier of the message. It's about the message. But without the carrier, there's also no message. And therefore, our Lord said, of course, blessed are the feet of them who carry the message and preach the message of peace. Even the feet, not only the mouth, also the feet who carry the divine message to the people of God, they are blessed. And when I think about it, that the Lord really has led it in such a way that we can carry this message into all the world. Most surely, you have heard of my last missionary trip to Romania. It was one of the most blessed weekends which we ever experienced. The meetings in Brussels and Paris and Prague and in Bratislava, everywhere, and also in Zurich, everywhere, they were blessed, the meetings. But that, what we experienced in Romania, this was extraordinary. I had a 10-hour day, a 10-hour day. Before 8 o'clock, I was fetched, picked up, and at around 6 p.m., I returned again to the city of Bucharest. And this was not all. Then the brother said, now you can rest 1 hour and then we fetch you again. We will have a brother's meeting. Yes. It was extraordinary. Also the meetings in Bucharest. And then 1 hour at the TV. God really opened the hearts. And he has given the word. And then came the flight. Yes. A special experience. The flight to Brasov. Previously the city was called Kronstadt. It's a very nice area. Nice region. The nicest region of the whole country. One city looked like the city of Davos in Switzerland. And do you know what happened? On the halfway, the pilot had to return. We had to land, emergency landing. And the next 109 kilometers, we had to drive with a taxi. So I had the privilege to see the country from above, and then I saw the country how it is left and right. At 11 o'clock, the meeting started, and about 10 minutes past 12, we were on the platform. And then God blessed. He blessed beyond measure. And after a long time, I said, brothers and sisters, it could be the last time. I would like to say farewell to all of you. And then about between 1,200 and between 1,300 brothers and sisters came, passed by me, and all of them, I shook hands with them, all of them. And in my heart, I knew, we see us again at the Lord, with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are preaching the truth, the absolute truth, with all the promises which God has left unto us in His Word. And then also, let me mention this fact here. When the Lord blessed us already, and then giving us the instruction, buy the adjacent property, consecrate it unto me, build upon it, for people will come from many countries who need to be accommodated. This is as true as every word in the Holy Scripture. He was a prison camp. There was a barbed wire. But God just took care of it. That we have accommodation for all of you. And we thank all who are satisfied. And we are especially thankful that no one is murmuring. Now, to the Lord be really the thanks for all the leadings which He has given us up to this time. At the end, I will ask you to remember me in your prayers. On Thursday, it starts to Ethiopia, and then onward to Kigali in Rwanda. And there, all brothers will come together from the surroundings, from the neighboring countries. They will come together to hear the word. Please remember this journey in your prayers. Now, coming back to that, what I mentioned yesterday. Really, you all know this picture with a pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham. The whole world knows it. And in Washington, D.C., I have seen this photograph in the Religious Hall of Art. I held it in my hands, but without this text, of course, without this text, here it's written,
as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, you will forerun His second coming.
Johannes der Täufer, as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, so you will forerun the second coming of Christ.
Ja.
Yes.
Und das find ich so furcht.
And I really find it very terrible. When this was written in books, I was weeping, and I said, Lord, how is it possible to make such a falsification? But when I saw it anew, underneath of this picture with a pillar of fire, when I saw it again, it touched really my heart. It tore me in pieces. And I said, Lord, how is it possible such a falsification, forgery? 17 times Brother Branham repeatedly said what he was told on the 11th of June 1933 at around 14 hours in the afternoon. He was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. After I heard it for the first time, I wrote it down into my Bible. And it will remain like this.
And right at the end, Brother Branham added and said, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunning. Yes, brothers and sisters, I don't want to recommend myself to you, but you cannot really imagine what kind of attacks are being made against me just because I claim to have received a direct commission, receiving a commission to carry the message into all the world. It really goes. It goes beyond every measure. And one just has to say here, all true believers remain in that, within what God said. They remain in the Word. They remain in the divine commission which the Lord has given. All the others who are outside of the message, they don't mention the message at all. The message is not mentioned at all. For them, everything was finished with the ministry of Brother Branham. We are grateful that the Lord Himself will make the completion Himself. And the wake-up call had to go forth. The word had to be preached to all nations and tongues. Only then the end can come. And so we thank the Lord that He has opened the doors and that He has opened the hearts, and that He has revealed to His people, He has given to His people the right understanding for the Scripture and for the fulfillment of the promise for our time. Not an interpretation, but the fulfillment of that what God promised in His Word. And perhaps the remark here, probably I will write it in a circular letter, more than 300 times, Brother Branham spoke of the Old Testament, and he referred to it that the high priest who entered the Holy of Holies without the breastplate, without the 12 names of the 12 tribes, the breastplate with the 12 precious stones, that the man of God had to carry it in the house of God, inasmuch as he entered it. And before he stood there in the Holy of Holies with the breastplate. I should have brought it with me. More than 300 times, Brother Branham made the comparison. As in the Old Testament, in the house of God, there was a divine order which had to be kept. So also in the New Testament, the divine order must be kept. And the doctrine of the 12 apostles, we have to carry them on our hearts. And we have to tell the people of God that what He has to say to us in His Word. This is very mighty what Brother Branham, that Brother Branham was led by the Spirit of God. Also the examples from the Old Testament, to take them to that what happens in the New Testament, to just to just confirm it. I'm not a Joshua here. I'm not an Elijah. But today and also yesterday I was reading, when the commission of Moses was finished, then God accused him that he glorified himself and that he didn't glorify God, because he said, he should have said, can the Lord give you water? But he said, can we let water come forth from this rock? But this God really said, this was the cause. This was the cause. God said, go on Mount Nebo and look into the land of promise and say goodbye. Say goodbye. And that's how it happened. But this was not the end. It continued. They crossed the River Jordan. The Ark of the Covenant was carried. The land of promise was conquered. And the Lord has led his people in a wonderful way. God was a pardoned prophet. This we all know. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses was appearing and Elijah appeared. You can read it in Matthew 17, in Mark chapter 9, and also in the Gospel of Luke. And what happened when this supernatural experience was finished, when the cloud descended and when they all were veiled into this cloud? I think it's written in Mark that the cloud not only came down, but that they were all were veiled into this cloud. And then something extraordinary happened, namely the voice, this is my beloved son. And when everything was over, no one has seen Moses anymore, no one has seen Elijah anymore. All of them that just saw the Lord alone. And brothers and sisters, that's how it is with us in this time. We do not glorify any man. We give God alone the glory. And we see no one but Jesus alone. And we know that he has sent and used his prophets and servants. But to him alone belongs the glory. To the only true God. Did you find it? Where it is written? Pardon? Mark 9. Mark chapter 9. Here. It should be. Which verses?
Mark 9, verse 7.
And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice sounded out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory be to our Lord. It should also be written in Luke 17, where it is written even more precise. Luke 17. All of you, you know, of course, the Holy Scripture. Here in Luke 17, we have the report about that what happened at that time. You can all read it. Let us come to two, three important points. When our Lord in the Gospel of John said in chapter 17, John 17, here we have the wonderful words of the prayer. John 17, verse 3 and 4. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yesterday, we have read it, that the Lord has finished his work by grace. And in verse 14, John 17, verse 14, it is written, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We are not seeking for any reputation in this world. Also no reputation at all worldly Christian denominations. Brothers and sisters, let us be honest. If we read about the revivals, be it about the Bohemian brothers, and then about Zinzendorf, about the prayers until midnight, spiritual gifts were manifested. Every revival was accompanied in a supernatural way. And what happened afterward? Then came the time of cooling down, and there remained an outward form. And also we, brothers and sisters, we must pay attention. And let us think of a John Wesley. Let us think of a John Smith. All these revival preachers since the day of Reformation, Schwenkfeld, in the days of Martin Luther, all everywhere where the Spirit of God was at work, there the people were coming for prayer together, and God blessed beyond measure. Also, this will make up the completion in our time. After the message has reached the last one on the earth, then we will not come again together for preaching. No, we will come together to experience the power of God. And it will be the last divine visitation of the time of grace, which will merge into the rapture. As Brother Branham has seen it, things will happen which never happened before. But also in the meantime, we can thank God and experience God at all times. Here we have, the world doesn't recognize us. The world didn't recognize him. Also the pious world has not recognized our Lord. They didn't receive him. And he had speak the sentence over them in Luke 19. And he said, because you missed the day of your gracious visitation. And brothers and sisters, this I say here with great pain. also today they speak of Elijah, be it in Jerusalem, be it in all of Israel, then I just had to think about it. What kind of clear answer our Lord gave in John 17, verse 10 and 11. In verse 10, and then in verse 11, for the future, verily, verily, I say unto you, Elijah shall truly first come and restore all things. This was future. And then the Lord turns to his people Israel and says, Elijah, whom you are waiting for, has already come, and you have done with him what you liked. Brothers and sisters, when God fulfills promises, then we must turn away from everything, what scribes, what somebody says, turning away from it, and turning ourselves toward God, hearing the word and believing it. All of us, we know what is happening right now, especially with Israel. Also, this must be mentioned here. In the year 632, when the Arabic prophet had his climax, then he spoke to the Jews and to the Christians, and he witnessed the Jews who were waiting for the prophet Elijah. And someday it came to his mind to present himself to the Jews as that prophet whom they are waiting for. And this they, of course, could not receive and accept. And the result was that when this terrible persecutions were made, all of the Jewish congregation, a population in Yathrib, more than 800 were killed. Men were murdered, and wives and children were taken captive. Only because when the gracious visitation took place, only because they didn't recognize God's gracious visitation when it took place. And then they were waiting and waiting for Elijah. And also, even today, they are waiting for Elijah, that he would introduce the Messiah. To them is the word, Elijah truly came already, and you have done with him what you pleased. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what it means for you. For me, the understanding and insight into the plan of salvation of our God is so precious. The insight, the oversight into that what was and what is and what will still come. And also the placing of the mighty ministry of Brother Branham up to the opening of the seven seals. Also this may be said here. I, of course, was together with Brother Branham just a few weeks before the opening of the seven seals. I was with him. I've said it here before a couple of times. When he said, Brother Frank, I must pack my suitcases. We must move to Tucson. Can you preach in my stead in L.A.? I didn't know any Demos Shekarian. I didn't know any full gospel fellowship. I didn't know any Clifton's cafeteria. But Brother Branham, really, he asked me, because he was foreseen as the preacher, and he asked me to preach in his stead in Los Angeles. And this I also did then. Only because he said, I must pack my suitcases. The Lord showed me in a vision, when they will widen your street in which you are staying, and when the bulldozers will run up and down, then the moment has come that you have to move together with your family to Tucson. And I, Brother Frank, I've witnessed all this. I experienced it. And then came the mighty event that seven thunders uttered. And one brother was writing me an email. He said, Brother Frank, I want to correct you. Brother Branham, in the seventh seal, he didn't knock seven times. He knocked only six times on the pulpit. There are people. There are people who are just mad. When Brother Ramos says seven times and he just knocks six times, then it is all right. The seven times I can also knock. But for what was it all about? It was about that these mighty seven thunders uttered. And then he always referred to this experience and he said, in these seven thunders were revealed the seven seals. The rapturing faith was revealed in it. Time and again, he was referring to it. And we're just so grateful to know the seven seals are opened. We're opened. And as Brother Branham has placed it so wonderfully, the first four seals run parallel to the New Testament church. And the fifth seal concerns the Jews. And the sixth and the seventh seal concern the Great Tribulation, the introduction into the day of the Lord, where the sun turns into darkness and the moon turns into blood. Everything was placed so nicely and correctly as it can only be. And for this, we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Let us come now quickly to Romans chapter 5. Romans, perhaps Romans 3 first, verse 4. Romans 3, and here it's verse
4.
God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So, if we abide in the Word, then whoever comes with some interpretations, we can slay him, and we can say, that's how it is written. And for God's word's sake, we will come forth as the victor, just as our Lord came forth as the victor. Then verse 21, a wonderful testimony. Romans 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. who believe him, who believe as the scripture has said. For there is no difference. And now, brothers and sisters, we'll once again, we are all addressed here. Firstly, it says, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who of us? Who of us would have come before the Lord? Who? No one of us. All of us fall short of the glory of God. Then verse 24, being justified freely without any cost, but the price was paid. But for you it's free of charge. You don't have to pay for it anymore. It was paid for already. Being justified without any cost by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Full justification of them who believe with all their hearts, that by the blood of the new covenant, everything what belongs to the fall, it was annulled. The letter of requirements was torn into pieces, and we can go out freely because the blood of the new covenant was shed for us. Then it continues, verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, by faith the blood is in force. And why? To declare his righteousness. So, not you are at work, but the faith which comes by hearing and connects you with God, by this faith, it is in force. And we are presented already before God without sin. Verse 30, seeing it is one God, not two or three, seeing it is one God who shall justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised by faith. Then chapter 4, verse 3, for what says the scripture? Oh, this I like very much. What saith the scripture? And the scripture says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And then comes the climax in this setting forth of the apostle. Chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Chapter 4, Romans 4, verse 7 and 8. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Not can impute sin, because all our sin and guilt was laid upon the Lamb of God. And brothers and sisters, this word addresses also me. If it is written here, blessed in the 9 beatifications, in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Gospel of Matthew, there the word blessed is written, blessed. But here it's written, in German it's something else, but I tell you, this blessedness, this bliss was given to you and to me by God. With me, it's the trouble with everything what is going on outside of the message. I'm making my thoughts about it. But also I cannot change anything. But in fact, as a matter of fact, we can be the most happy people, the most blessed people we are. We can go home as the most blessed people, because our sins are forgiven, our guilt is covered. We've received forgiveness, salvation, grace, and we are carriers of the divine promises, and we will see them fulfilled up to the last one. Where is your and my blessedness? Where do we... Who can see it? One of the philosophers, Nietzsche, he said one time, if the redeemed would really look like worthy, if the redeemed would look like to be redeemed, I would believe the Redeemer. For instance, we are a sad people. Sadly, we have trouble, we have pain, but on our deep inside of our soul, we are of course the most blessed and happy people which exist on the earth. The new covenant was made with us. Although in the natural we have to go through much troubles and trials, and here we have the word which our beloved brother Rus mentioned. When Paul and Silas were imprisoned, they were singing psalms. They were singing songs, and the angel of the Lord came down, and he opened the doors. They were not murmuring, they were just praising the Lord. May God give it to you, and may God give it to me, that in all our trials, we can still thank God, although they are just very heavy and hard, and each one feels the pain, his personal pain, the most. And nevertheless, we are members of the body of the Lord. We are joined as the body of the Lord. We feel the pain of everyone who has pain. We weep with those who weep, and we rejoice together with them who rejoice. But here, once again, this beatification: blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Precious brothers and sisters, this is a divine reality in your and in my life. As sure as the last drop of blood was shed, and as sure as a perfect sacrifice was given, so sure the last sin, also the sin of unbelief, was forgiven.
And God ordained us to believe for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Only he who walks with God now, only he who lives in the well-pleasing of God, who believes every word and believes every promise, can, what is written here, can claim it for himself. Blessed are all whose sins are forgiven, whose guilt is covered. Nothing can be found anymore. And why did Brother Branham, why did he have to emphasize the original sin is unbelief, questioning, doubting what the Lord God has said. That's how it started in the Garden of Eden. That what God said is being questioned and doubted. And the serpent said, you will not die. That's how it started. And therefore, Brother Branham, in many places, in his sermons, he emphasized it. The original sin, which caused everything else, is unbelief. Unbelief. And our Lord said it, of course, in John 4:24. If you don't believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sin. Ye shall die in your sin. And then he says, he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So, back to the faith, as the scripture has said, back to the word of God, adding nothing interpreting, but letting the word be seen in fulfillment in us and having part in that what God is doing right now. It must be emphasized again and again. If you can just say it here again. Before Matthew 25 is of course written Matthew 24. And after everything was said, about all the wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilences, that everything will be shaken to and fro. And just be honest now. So much as it is happening now on the earth, so much never happened on the earth. In all the nations, everywhere, something is happening. Everywhere. We don't want to go here into details. And then our Lord spoke out the admonition. There will be false Christs, false prophets, performing great miracles. And then he says in verse 24, if it were possible, but thanks be to God, it's not possible. But if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. This reminds us on the Garden of Eden. This reminds us on Revelation 12. Now Satan, the old serpent, the deceiver of the whole earth, has been cast down to the earth. The deceiver. And all who deceive are under the influence of the very first deceiver. And all who preach the truth, they are under the direct influence of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of prophecy.
And there are only two fountains, just two fountains. Never will come forth the same from the same fountain. Never will come two different things from the same fountain. Therefore, we thank God with all our hearts that we can be at the true fountain. This is not just a claim. This is divine reality in our lives. But also to this belongs 24 from verse 45. And our friends from Edmonton, they are here today. I wrote it down into my Bible. In the English Bible, I wrote it down. I hope that I have it also in the German Bible. What happened at that time in the city of Edmonton, 128th Street, Street 128. Here I have it. On Saturday, the 19th of September, 1976, at around 7 o'clock in the morning. I've said it here before. Also of Edmonton. From Edmonton, the sermons of Brother Branham were sent into all the world. And Brother Donnie Bablitz from Whitehorse was the man who was leading the team. And on that Saturday, he came to me. And they were telling me where they were sending the sermons. I connected the whole world with Jeffersonville firstly, to receive the sermons of Brother Branham. And then also with Edmonton. And then came this Donnie Bablitz on that Saturday morning at around 10 o'clock in the morning. And he said, Brother Frank, the ministry of Brother Branham is in the Bible. How is it with your ministry? And I tell you, this really, it touched me so much. I said to him literally, stop spinning around. Stay normal. How can my ministry be in the Bible? I said, the ministry of Brother Branham is in the Bible, and for this we are grateful. I really meant, I was really thinking, he turns mad. And right on the next morning, this is as true as God lives. Right on the next morning, I was fully dressed, but I didn't hear anyone in the house. The sun was shining into the room. I was just sitting on the bedside, and I was reaching over to get my Bible. And just as you hear my voice now, my servant, I have ordained you according to Matthew 24, from verse 45 to 47, I ordained you to give out the food. I can nothing for it. Brother Branham, time and again, he spoke about it, that he has stored in the food, but of the giving out of the food, he never spoke. He could not speak. And I say this in the presence of God. We don't waste your time. We do what the Lord God has commanded to us. We carry the message which the Lord has given us, and we share it. We share the spiritual food. We give it out to all nations and tongues. There's always both. There's the one who divides the truth and the one who sows another seed. This goes forth from Matthew 24
from verse 48 to 51. But the one really refers to the one part, and the other one refers to someone else. Once again, it happens before Matthew 25 is being fulfilled. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. We are now living truly in a direct time period, a direct prophetic age of the divine plan of salvation with the church. The word is being preached for a witness. The message is being preached as the calling out, as the separation, and as the preparation for the return of the bridegroom. And so we are sharing the spiritual food. We are giving out the spiritual food. And God has really sent a hunger. Why do you come here? Krefeld is not a tourist city. And the mission center is not a museum which one could look at. We are coming to hear the true and holy word of God. And also this, I've said here before a couple of times, if you would not come here, and if you would not hear the word of God here, how could people hear the word in Australia, in Honolulu? How could they believe if no one would be here to believe the message here? You are a witness before God and before the people. You are a witness that the word didn't return void, but that it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And I say it honestly. I really appreciate it that you are coming. That you are coming. And you're not coming in vain. The Lord will finish his work. He will complete his work in our time. He time and again he said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. And now just one word addressed to all who would like to be baptized. Dear brothers and sisters, it just belongs to it. And also about this, we have to say short and clear, the baptism belongs to the faith. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And whoever does not believe shall be damned. In all of the New Testament church, at the times of the apostles, all the believers were baptized. Even the disciples of John, those who were baptized by John, and he already preached a baptism for repentance. Read it. Already John preached a baptism for the remission of sins. Who knows this? I hope you will read it. Otherwise, I look it up for you. If you're not ready to read it up, then I will seek it. I will search for it, because thus it is truly written that John preached a baptism for the remission of sins. Already preparing the people for it. Please look it up for me. He who finds it can tell it to me. I see in Matthew it's not written. Most probably it will be written in Luke. In any case, it is written. Here we have it. Luke. Chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. Verse 2. At the time of Annas and Caiaphas,
being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Do you see why it's written in Acts 2, verse 38, why it's written there? For the remission of sins. Do you see why the disciples of John had to be rebaptized again? Acts 19. There is just a New Testament pattern for the New Testament church. And all of us, we know the remission happened by the blood of the Lamb. But by baptism, we confirm that we received and accepted the forgiveness. Now addressed, may I ask here whether we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to be baptized today? Please stand up. I was told that there would be a baptism. One, two, do we have someone else? Pardon? On the left side. We will see. Is there someone else? Please raise your hand. On the balcony, one, two, three. All right. You can be seated. Please receive it. Accept it by faith. The forgiveness is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the shed blood of the new covenant, we were reconciled with God. And as we read, nothing was imputed unto us anymore. Our chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace, and by his stripes we were healed. Receive it. Accept it by faith. Walk this way of obedience. Walk together with the Lord. And then he will confirm his word in you. Let us summarize what's it all about at this weekend. We have heard, we have seen what happens, especially around Israel, how the deadly hatred is directed against the people of God, reaching measurements which can be hardly understood. But to the Lord God be the thanks. He will make an end. And he will make a new beginning. This is always the nice thing. The Lord God doesn't make only an end. He makes an end with one thing. But then he makes a new beginning with the other thing. Also on Mount Zion, the Lord will start and erect his reign, his rulership, and all the world will see the glory of God. And all who remained of the nations, they will come and will worship the Lord of hosts. Why? Don't ask me why this has to go through birth pains, but all things have to go around God first. And also we, who we ask ourselves, why do we have to go through so much trouble, so much trials? Why do we have to go through? And never was so much trouble in the marriages, in the families, with old and young, as now in this time. Sometimes Sometimes I can don't understand it anymore. How many phone calls are coming? How much trouble? How much trouble there is amongst the believers? And some are asking, Lord, why do I deserve this? Why? What did I make wrong? And so forth. Please, let us take the word serious. Be thankful to God in all things. For that's how God wanted to have it, how God wanted to be. Whether we understand it or not, our Lord said, what I do now, this you don't understand, but hereafter you will understand it. And then, of course, that we will still experience the climax of what God promised. Really, the completion, not only the calling out, not only the separation, but the full preparation that God's well-pleasing can rest upon us. And that no one will judge the other one anymore, but that all will believe with all their hearts that the sin is forgiven once for all, that the reconciliation took place, and that about the past, it doesn't need to be spoken about anymore, because everything was thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. And God Himself said, He doesn't remember our trespasses anymore. The letter of requirements was torn into pieces. And beloved brothers and sisters, just as we emphasized it, that we found grace before God, in the sight of God, that we truly, that we can now really swim against the stream, believing God's word for this time, accepting it, having heard the last message, that we can carry it into all the world. God completes His work. May the Lord bless all who are joining us online in all people's tongues and nations. And we know His word does not return void, but it accomplishes also today, and He accomplishes forevermore for what it was sent for. To our Lord and God, to the only God who revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, to Him be the glory and the praise. May the finishing be that all go from here in peace, with a grateful heart for that what God has done. May the two verses from Romans 5 become true. Blessed is he whose sins are forgiven. Blessed. God has given us this bliss by His grace. To Him be the thanks for that what He has done for all of us, now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up and let us pray and thank the Lord together. Perhaps our sisters are singing a song for the glory of the Lord. We are bowing our heads. We are examining ourselves, but please overcome the moment of sadness, overcome the moment of not being satisfied. May God give it to all of us, just to become grateful, becoming grateful for that what He has done for us. Grateful that we can be His people now. hearing his voice, as written in Revelation 2 and 3, seven times it's written.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht ihre Lüsten, wacht immer fort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes dereinst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen.
Halleluja.
Amen. Amen. Könnt ihr alle Amen sagen? Can you all say Amen to it?
Während wir jetzt doch den Chorus singen, so wo ich bin,
while we sing the chorus Just As I Am, we ask all who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. All who would like to be baptized, please come now to the front. You have come. The Lord called you. You believe with all your heart that the redemption is finished for you personally. It was finished. You also would like? Do you speak German? Not?
Ja, dann kommt hier rüber.
Come over here.
Wie wir vorgelesen haben,
as we read
und betont haben,
and as we emphasized,
Das Wort wird verkündigt.
The word is being preached. The gospel of the grace, of the forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb. And all who believe the divine message and all who accept and receive what God has given us by His grace, they may by faith, with a good conscience, they may be baptized. And they may know it means a good conscience of a covenant with God by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Therefore, it's written in Romans 6, the baptism is compared with a burial. As a dead person is being buried, so the believer is being immersed in the water as a sign to have been died with Christ, to be buried with Him, and by the power of His resurrection, rising again with Him into a new life, serving the Lord. All of you, you dedicated your lives to the Lord, all you who you came to the front, may God bless you. Now I ask that Brother Miskis comes now, who will baptize you, that he prays for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the living and holy Word of God. You spoke to our hearts this morning. We recognized your love, your grace in Jesus Christ. It was manifested for us, the victory of Calvary. In obedience of faith, our brothers and sisters are coming to dedicate their lives to you, to be baptized biblically, in obedience, to do everything what you have commanded in your word. Please bless now in particular, and let them be risen, let them resurrect into a new life, walking with you. Let this bliss dwell in their hearts, the joy of their salvation, that they may confess what you have done for them. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your grace, for the refreshing by your word. You have revived our hearts anew, and you are leading us by faith until we come from believing unto seeing. Your coming is so near. Make us ready, Lord, to meet you. To you are consecrated these precious souls for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Let us sing, be ready to stand before Him, to see His glory. Halleluja. As sure as the Lord has given us the promise, so sure He will also fulfill it. And now we wish all, whether you are coming from Canada, from the USA, from Africa, from all over Europe. We wish all, in East and West and South and North, and in all nations and tongues, we wish you God's richest blessing. And if the Lord didn't come in the meantime, then we will come again together to hear His word, to be revived again, to get new courage, to be settled in the word of God. How many are grateful that we can witness this weekend? The word does not return void. Take greetings with you. Also our special friends from The Hague, take greetings with you. There on the third weekend, there will be a wedding. And God willing, I returned from the journey from Ethiopia and also from Rwanda to be there to celebrate this day together with our brothers and sisters. And there, people from the government will be. People will be there who for the first time will hear the word of God. And it was just the wish of our brothers here that Brother Frank will come sharing the word with them who will hear the word of the hour for the first time, that I would just come and bring the word. Thank you for the invitation. May God bless you. May God bless all. Also our special friends from Canada, be it Brother Ellis Wendel and his family, be it his mom, his sister, who have also heard in these meetings for the first time the word. And all who have heard these things for the first time, please ponder upon them in your heart, not in your head. Ponder upon these things in your heart. Mary pondered upon all the words in their heart. God does not speak to the heads. God speaks to the hearts. And we may believe with all our hearts. Please remember me for this journey, that the Lord may accompany me and that he makes me a blessing. You all know Ethiopia, Eritrea, everywhere are problems and troubles. But we believe that it will be for the last time. And our beloved brother Theo, who is a lawyer himself, he prepared everything. He arranged. Tell it. Say it. What is the capital?
Bitte?
Addis Ababa, of course. Sure. May God bless you. May God bless us all. Now, before we go for baptism, we ask that Brother Schmidt thanks with us. Great God, you alone are the true one. And besides you, there is no God to whom mankind can look up. We thank you that in these days, also on this day, also yesterday, there are testimonies, and the testimony is visible before us, that your word did not return void, but it accomplished that people received it, and that they believe you, and by this they confirm, by this they testify before you and before mankind, with a pure and good conscience, walking before you for your for your glory. Please bless each one of them, great and little, young and old, and in particular, Lord, those who make a covenant with you. Lord, please confirm it with signs and wonders following. We thank you for it. And we ask you for your blessing for all of us. Bless all, also on their ways home, Lord. Keep your protecting hands over them. For everything depends on your blessing and upon your protection. Amen. Let us sing, This is...